Thoughts and emotions are not different. The way you think is the way you feel. The way you feel is the way you think. It is just that thought is dry, emotion is just the juicier part of the thought. Isn't it so? If you think somebody is really wonderful, then you have sweet emotions towards that person. If you think someone is horrible, then you have nasty emotions towards that person. You cannot think somebody is very wonderful and have nasty emotions towards that person. Nor can you think somebody is horrible and have sweet emotions towards that person. It does not work like that, isn't it? And thought can turn whenever it wants, and the emotion is not able to turn that quick. Today, you're looking at somebody and thinking, this person is the most wonderful person on the planet. Tomorrow morning, if you see that person doing something that you don't like, your thought instantly makes a 180-degree turn. But your emotion, unable to turn, continues to move in the same direction. That is a pain you go through. Because thought is going this way, emotion is still continuing to go that way because emotion has a long turning arc. This fluctuation is what you go through as emotional pain and suffering. Whatever is happening in your thought, whatever is happening in your emotion, this is a psychological reality. What is a psychological reality has nothing to do with the existential reality. If you come down to this world, if you drop your psychological reality, now you're in reality. The psychological reality has become so important today in your mind. The way you think and feel is determining the very quality of your experience of life, isn't it so? Right now, the flowers are blooming in the tree. That doesn't determine the quality of your life. Right now, in your mind, some nasty thought is going on, some acid emotion is coming up. That determines the quality of your life, isn't it so? Your psychological reality is determining the very fundamentals of your life, not the existential reality. So when you say a guru, you are talking about somebody who will destroy your psychological reality so that you can come down to the existential.